Now, you will notice here that Paul takes a moral ascendancy at this point. When the sailing was dangerous, Paul admonished them, verse 10, and said unto them, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt, much damage, not only of the lading and ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul." And you can understand that. After all, you'd expect the captain of the ship to know more than Paul knew about it. This is Paul under real testing here, and he certainly stands out. And here he makes this suggestion, which of course they found out later, that they should have followed it. And this reveals even, I think, something more important, the spiritual superiority of Paul. There was no uncertainty in the life of Paul, no confusion. He was what would be called a poised personality, no disintegration, no frustration. Paul knew the way he was going. "This one thing I do," he could say when he got to Rome. These things, I think, are seen in the entire voyage that we are on now. Verse 12, "And because the haven was not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart thence also, if by any means they might attain to Phoenice, and there to winter, which is an haven of Crete, and lie toward the southwest and northwest." Now you'll notice Crete's an island that's off the coast of Asia Minor, and also off the coast of Greece. It's the largest island that is there. And you have here the events that prove Paul was right, we'll see. The old Puritan divines had a saying that you can put down here, "Prudence before providence." And I wish today a great many of our super-duper spiritual saints would remember that. Prudence before providence. And human prudence rather than divine revelation. But not that. What they needed here is to have divine revelation and human prudence together, both together. Now, all the way through the voyage, the captain, the soldiers, and sailors are depending on human speculation. But Paul, by the way, is not at all. Now, will you notice? Verse 13, "And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete." The voyage was a guesswork to them. Danger of supposition. The south wind blew softly. The difference was simply this between Paul and the captain. The captain was looking to self and to man. Paul was looking to God. Paul said later on, "I believe God. Not I believe in God, but I believe God." Life's a great sea, and this certainly reveals that. And our lives are little boats. And we can either sail by human supposition, and there's a storm blowing out there just now, a bit of a gale. The tragedy, I think, in this hour is the fact of the confusion and the world chaos and the darkness. Men are still guessing. There are 1,000 human plans for building a better world, and we're witnessing the collapse of the greatest dream ever had. And that's what's happening in the world today. We need men today who know God. It was Gladstone who said, "The mark of a great statesman is a man who knows the way God's going for the next 50 years. Don't seem to be many of those around today.